Blog Talk Radio.
Joshua called 12 men to come wade in the water with me. They wrestled out 12 big old stones, a memorial to be. Well, one by one they stacked them stones before God's people's eyes, just to be a landmark on the shore after all of them died. After all of them died.
All right, it's Pastor Cooley here with Old Paths Broadcast, and we are back again for another week here on a beautiful Thursday evening. My goodness, praise the Lord, it's been wonderful weather here. Today we were up around 50 degrees, and man, I'm telling you, it's like a heat wave that's come through. We've been blessed with that, and just praise the Lord for that weather, that the snow is starting to melt, and everything like that, and a lot of it's melted away. Man, a whole lot of it has. It's supposed to be warm again tomorrow. Going to get a little colder here in a couple days, and just a little bit, not too bad, though, in the 25s and 30s in that area. And then it's going to stay pretty warm, it looks like. So, anyway, we're praising the Lord for that. Brother Lonnie tells me that it's 70 degrees there in Texas, and Brother Lonnie, I'm not going to let you steal any of my joy because you're telling me it's 70 degrees in Texas right now. I'm just not going to let you do that, Brother Lonnie. I know Brother Lonnie's our producer, and he's trying to steal my joy here. He's trying to take away from the fact that it's been 50 here. You don't understand, when it's 50 degrees here, we're walking around in T-shirts. I mean, you know, we're walking around and we're like, this is great, because it's been 50 below for so long. You know, when you get 50 degrees, it's like a 100 degree swing there. I mean, you're excited. So you can't make us feel too bad with that. That probably is understandable, I'm sure. Anyway, so praise the Lord for that, and had a blessing this week. Somebody gave us I told you about it last week, that somebody gave our ministry, Old Paths Baptist Church here in Northfield, they gave us an audio CD burner, a duplicator, and it's a duplicator. It's got seven, and it's got all these different regions and everything, and Brother Lonnie's going to tell me how to use it, because it looks real nice. I took a picture of it, but I don't know how to use it at all, really, so I guess we'll figure it out here, and Lord willing, we'll get it all taken care of, and we're excited. We've been having a lot of folks interested in this Hollywood series that we've preached, and everything like that. So and you can find those, obviously, on sermonaudio.com on our Old Paths Baptist Church's Sermon Audio page. So look in there if you'd like to listen to that sermon. There's about 13 or 14 sermons on Hollywood. Boy, my goodness. Got some ideas for the future, too, as well, that I'm not going to talk about yet, but boy, some exciting things coming up that I want to do as well, and get on Sermon Audio and stuff like that, too. So looking forward to that in the future. And as I take a sip of my coffee here, I got to have that coffee, because for some reason around 7 o'clock, it's like I go into this old man nap mode or something, where I want to take a nap or something. I think it's because it's like the first time I really sit down and I'm not really, you know, doing a whole lot with my hands or typing or anything else. I'm talking anyway, so I've got my coffee in hand here. Well, we praise the Lord. But boy, I'll tell you what, some really strange things going on in the news. Tonight, before I get to that tonight, well, Brother Lonnie, you know what time it is. What time is it?
Wake up!
I don't think Brother Lonnie was awake, so one more time, Brother Lonnie. I can't hear him. I can't hear him. He must be gone. Brother Lonnie must have fell asleep. I don't know where he's at.
Wake up!
There he is. He woke up. See, I even got to wake Brother Lonnie up. I think somebody needs to go get him. His lovely wife's going to have to go get him a big old cup of coffee now or something because he's got to wake up. No, I'm just kidding. He's probably doing some things in there right now. I'm giving him a hard time. Oh, it kicked him out for a second, he said. Boy, that happens a lot to us. We get kicked out of things all the time. I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. Anyway, but, you know, in this wake-up section, you know, I just like to cover the gauntlet of things. And tonight we're going to talk about the mark, the world being prepared for the mark of the beast. And got some good interesting things for you on that too as well. Brother Lonnie did put on the Faith Baptist Church's Facebook page. He did put a link to that sermon audio page there. So go listen to that or go friend him on Faith Baptist Church and then take the link there that's on there. And you'll find our sermons on that. You can listen to them later. You can download them or you can stream them wherever you're at. And, you know, if you're in an area where it's kind of tough and you have to talk to us on the phone, because we have people that call into our show and they listen like that, our number is 646-915-9266. So if you know somebody that's in a remote area but they have free cell phone but they don't really have any internet or anything like that, or they, you know, they don't get charged for long distance or whatever the case may be, but they need to call in, they can listen on their cell phone. And, you know, I recommend getting a little pair of earbuds or something like that and putting them in your ears so you can listen to a little bit of headphones and hook that up to your phone, and, you know, you can listen to whatever you need to, and it'll be a blessing to you. But if you do, if not, if you're in a remote area and you'd like to get a hold of, if you'd like to get a hold of us, Brother Lonnie also said that you can call into our show and we can call you too as well. If it's long distance for you, we'll call you back, you know, and then it won't cost you, you know, as much that way. Anyway, so we want to help you out. And if you want to listen to any of our sermons, mine are at sermonaudio.com. Pastor Brandon's got his, I believe they're on live, they're on Blog Talk. I mean, all his sermons on Sunday, I believe, are logged on there. So you can listen to those too as well and be blessed by those. But if you're wanting to go to our sermon audio page, you can go there. But if you want to listen to some sermons and you can't get a hold of us, then please contact me at pastorcooley@yahoo.com and give me an email if you need a CD of something that we've done, but you can't. You know, you can't stream it, or you got somebody that all they have is a CD player or something like that. Get a hold of us. We're starting a new ministry there, and we want to help others with that. We want to get that out. We're not going to charge anything. We'll take a donation if somebody wants to give it to us, but we're not trying to make money off of the CDs. We just want to do it for God's glory. So anyway, just to get that out of the way so you know how to get in touch with us. We like people to have good resources. That's why Brother Lonnie and Pastor Brandon, we log all these things so you can listen to them again. You can send people to direct them there. We want you to listen to good things. Then you won't be tempted to listen to the bad things. Amen. So anyway, looking forward to talking about some of these things tonight that we're seeing. Boy, I'll tell you what, things are changing. Sure, PastorCooley@yahoo.com. Go ahead and put that up there, Lonnie, so folks can get a hold of us if they need to. That would be absolutely fine. Okay, well, listen, the news, crazy stuff. Crazy. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the stuff that's going on in this world today. But, you know, I find one thing that we've done a few shows on Roman Catholicism. We had Pastor David Ickes from Gateway Anabaptist Church. We had Brother Tino Gropey. And he talked about, in for a number of things, Brother Tino did. Brother Tino talked about creation and giants, and we've talked about a few things. I don't think we ever got to the giants. I'm supposed to get to those sometime, but we had some technical difficulties and couldn't get to those giants at some point. But we'll pick that back up sometime in the future. But anyway, the thing that I was saying is that they came on, and we had a couple of shows on Roman Catholicism, and we talked about the dangers of Roman Catholicism. You know, I was just reading today that there was a statue in a country, and I hope I can find this. I should have saved it. I hope I can find this. Give me a second here. I wasn't prepared for this one, but I hope I can find it here. I think I will be able to find it. Hey, how about that? While I'm looking for that, how about that missing airplane? What's up with that? That plane just disappears out of nowhere. I mean, it's gone. Not a trace of it anywhere. It's just gone. Man, that's weird stuff. Weird stuff. Hey, if you got a theory about where that airplane went, I'd love to hear it. Give us a call at 646-915-9266. I'd love to hear your theory on where that airplane went, because I don't know the foggiest idea where that thing went. But anyway, unbelievable. You know, that would happen, and it's just completely disappeared, which surprises me because, I mean, the government can track you anywhere. They're having a hard time finding this airplane for some reason, which just totally shocks me. I mean, it don't even make any sense to me why they couldn't find that. But anyway, so they can't find it, though. It's missing, it's gone, and nowhere to be found. So we definitely wonder where that airplane went. But I was reading an article here today. I believe it was on the Drudge Report. And I was reading an article about a statue of Mary. In a foreign country, a statue of Mary. And it's a glowing statue of Mary. You know, a glowing statue of Mary. And it's weird, but people are talking about, and they're saying that hundreds of these people are flocking. Yeah, here it is. Hundreds of Belgians flock to glowing Virgin Mary statue. Now, let me help you out with something, okay? Let me help you out with something. Mary's not a virgin anymore, okay? Mary had children after Jesus. Jesus had brothers and sisters. So they keep calling her the Virgin Mary. What is that? That's the perpetual goddess. That's the perpetual, it's all paganism. Anyway, it's all paganism. And these people, they keep going on about this statue. They're all going there. Brother Russ had a funny joke. He said Elvis hijacked the airplane and it's hiding at Graceland. Good joke, man. Or the other one could be that it's flying around in a UFO with Jim Morrison. Because somebody said if Jim Morrison ever comes up missing, he's in Africa writing poetry. He didn't really die. I don't know. Just weird hippie stuff, isn't it? But you hear all kinds of crazy things that are out there. But this statue of the Virgin Mary here, it's not the Virgin Mary, by the way. Anyway, this town of Bannux, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, so Bannex, sanctuary, they're expressing caution about the glowing virgin. It's certain that something is going on, but I can't tell you whether there is a natural or a miraculous explanation, said Father Leo Palm, that's his real name, who was sent to investigate the statue. By the Bishop of Liege, Liege, I don't know. That's the bishop there that sent him to, hey, go check out that glowing statue. See what that's all about, huh? The owners of the statue have refused to allow it to be removed for further examination, saying she is fine where she is. Oh, brother. There's a little commandment in the Bible. It's not little. It's actually a big one. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Remember that? Remember that one? Yeah, Rome kind of did away with that command. They kind of changed it around, messed it up, flipped it around, made it mean something else, changed it, took it out, you know, that kind of thing like Rome always does. And so now they can bow down to statues, hold these beads in their hand, and, do all that. So it's all occultic. It all goes back to the mystery religions. Babylon is the queen mother of the mystery religions. And that's exactly what's going on there. Anyway, so I thought I'd bring that to you because I thought that was interesting. These poor people in these countries, they grab onto these things. And I don't know what's going on with that statue. I don't know if there's demonic activity going on with that. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with that. But I do know one thing, that it has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, because God has nothing to do with idols and and God is not served by that. And this is a statue of Mary, so who cares? It's Mary. It has nothing to do. Exactly, Brother Russ says, Satan comes as an angel of light, and that's absolutely right. That's exactly what he does. And he's glowing. You know, he's just glowing, and this statue is. And anyway, it's sad stuff, but it is the way that it goes. So these people are a little good to have Brother Wally on. He's listening tonight, and he's a good brother, good preacher out there. He likes to preach the Word of God and out on the streets, and we praise the Lord for Brother Wally. I'm going to meet that brother someday in person, go preach with him somewhere. I'd be honored to do that. It'd be a real blessing. I can't wait till that day to come sometime. But anyway, so what else is going on in our crazy world today in our news and what seems to be happening in our world today? And Brother Nate sent me just a whole slug of articles. And let's see, what did he send me here? Let's read this one here. From the dailycaller.com, data shows millions of Americans falling out of the workforce. Millions of Americans falling out of the workforce. Yeah, well, you know what? That's all by design, isn't it? That's absolutely all by design, isn't it? We want to move everybody out of the workforce, get them all out of there, and set up a socialistic society. That's what it's all about. You thought it was about the hokey pokey, and it isn't. It's all about stealing jobs and destroying this country. Now you say, Pastor Cooley, are you trying to assume that President Obama is actually trying to destroy the nation? No, I'm not assuming it. I'm absolutely saying it. Absolutely, he is. 100% he is trying to destroy this nation, and he's doing a fine job of it, and he's had some cohorts to help him in Congress and in the Senate and everything else. Because let's face it, folks, you got to understand something right now. It's the people of God versus the people of evil, and that's the way that it is. Now, our job is not to return railing for railing. Our job is to go out there and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and to call men to repentance. I'm not trying to win America back, friend. I'm really not. Do I love this country? Yeah, I do. But I'm not trying to win America back. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to win lost souls to Jesus Christ through the preaching of God's word, just to be a vessel used of God. That's my fight. That's my battle. People are deceived. People are deceived. And, you know, they're being fooled. And we don't want them to, we want to try to warn people. We want to wake them up to what's really going on in this country. We want to wake them up to it. And we have to do that, folks. That's what God's called us to do. So that's exactly what we're trying to do, is wake people up. All right. So anyway, this is what we're doing. This is what the plan is of the ages here, is to bring the world to its knees. That's the plan. The plan is for Satan to bring, so you will look within yourself, or look to humanity, and then will arise an Antichrist that will come, that will be the man that will be accepted by the world. That's the way it is. That's the game plan, and it's working. As we see the rise of humanism and everything else, how about the Pentagon? The Pentagon is boosting its push for underwater drones. Oh, look, it's DARPA. Hey, DARPA. DARPA also wants a 59% increase in spending from $11.9 million to almost $19 million for its Upward Falling Payloads program, which will develop forward-deployed drones that can provide non-lethal effects or situational awareness over large maritime areas. DARPA is also convening a meeting of potential contractors later this month to discuss the second and third phases of this program, which started last year. The Obama administration has shifted much of its military planning away from ground wars in the Middle East to the Pacific, where it hopes to counter China's rising influence. Well, now, so they're going to underground. They want to, it's the war of it's water wars, I guess. That'll be the next one, right? Water wars. That's the next only, you know, America will be in water wars now. We're going to have drones over there. And make no mistake about it, these drones are for you. They're to spy on you. They're to keep you and I in check. That's exactly what they're for. They want to put a drone. I mean, they've already got spy technology in all our computers. They got it in everything else. So what are they trying to do? Oh, they want to get it to you. I actually believe they want these little computerized drones or whatever, these Android-type things in your home spying on you. So when they say lock the home down, they send a signal to there and they just lock your home down. Oh, come on, you're crazy. I don't know, maybe. Maybe. But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. We'll see. We'll see. You know? It's crazy, but it's where we're headed. It's what we're doing. It's the way the world's going. It's sad. It's scary. But hey, listen, we're not scared. When I say scary, I don't mean I'm scared. You know? I don't mean I'm scared. I'm not scared. Okay? I trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I have the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and bless God, the sword of the Spirit. And I know that if this body falls, or when it falls, I'm going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't say that for these that are on the other side of this evil. Those people are going to be in everlasting damnation. And that's a sad thing. If they reject the living God. Amen. All right, but so anyway, just crazy stuff going on. Oh yeah, Michelle Obama this week, she supported to ban sexist words. Yeah, we got to ban those sexist words, she said. What they're talking about is that devil-possessed harlot Beyonce, that new age prostitute, satanic prostitute anyway. Beyonce that's out there, she's admitted that she's devil possessed with a spirit called Sasha Fierce, and that's her alter ego. She said, you know, it's interesting. The other one, Nicki Minaj, I think it was, or somebody like that. She said that she had a little boy inside of her, and I remember reading something in Manly. I don't know if Nate remembers me posting this yesterday to him. We were talking about something in Manly Hall, Secret Teachings of All Ages. He talks about this. In alchemy or something like that, he talks about this little boy that comes as a spirit. Man, that is spooky. And these people actually follow this stuff. But this person's actually admitting that. This is where we're at. Anyway, back to this sexist words thing. What's going on with this? Well, they want you to stop calling women bossy. See, I'm old-fashioned. I'm biblical fashion, I guess you could say. I believe that wives are keepers at home. I believe that they take care of their children and their husband. That's what I believe they do. Now, I know that there are certain circumstances that come up where a lady doesn't have a father, her husband dies, she has nothing, and there are certain things that are like that. I get that. I understand. And I'm sympathetic. And I, as a church, you know, if a member is like that, then we're going to help them, you know. So we get that, okay? We understand that. But 99.9% of the time, that's not the case. You know, there are cases for it, and there are different situations that we understand can come up, okay? I get it. But God's rule is that a lady be a keeper at home and take care of the children, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be chaste, keepers at home, obedient, that the word of God be not blasphemed, the Bible says. So, I mean, we believe that. But what Michelle is trying to tell you is that, you know, we need to stop that, because there's going to be ladies that, you know, they're your boss, and that's just you got to ban that. I mean, there's no such thing as a bossy woman. Well, let me tell you something, Michelle. Let me be very clear to you. Yes, there is, and you're one, okay? Yes, there is, and you're one. And that devil-possessed friend of yours that you say is a role model for your daughters that comes on stage and dresses half-nude and does Masonic rituals, satanic Illuminati rituals in front of everybody to see half-nude, yeah, she's a bossy woman too. And that is the opposite of what God wants a lady to be, the absolute opposite. So don't listen to this spirit of Michelle Obama and this Jezebel spirit that's out there that says that, because it's not biblical. And you may not have ever heard this before, and I may be upsetting you, and I understand that, because I upset a lot of people. I don't try to. I believe it's the truth that does it, but I get blamed for it. Hey, Pastor Brandon, are you on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother.
Okay, I heard somebody say unmuted, so I knew I was there.
Unmuted.
That's what it told me.
You are unmuted in the Matrix.
Yes, absolutely. I felt like I had a license to speak. No, I was going to ask you, what was Michelle's position on the word nag? I didn't hear about it.
She's probably going to ban that one too.
Yeah, I would think so.
Go ahead, brother.
I was going to say Moody's probably not far behind Bossy.
Probably not. Probably not at all. No.
I'm not making any friends in the female community tonight. I know that for sure. But anyway, God bless you, sisters. We love y'all, and we appreciate you. And thank God that He made you, or this world would be a cold, dark place.
Amen. That's absolutely right. Hey, I respect my wife, and I respect ladies, and we're thankful for them. Amen. For a good wife, and whosoever findeth a good wife findeth a good thing, you know. And
that's right. And we favor of the Lord.
Amen. Absolutely. I believe that. And anybody that can put up with me or you, brother, man, they got to be a blessing from God.
I'm telling you. It ain't easy. You know, you get the blame for everything. I mean, it's tough. You know, I tell you what, people think preachers have the easiest job in the world.
I know.
But they don't realize we have to be right all the time. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's impossible for a human being to do. So it puts you behind the eight ball every day when you start. So you know, pray for your preacher. Don't just tear him down. He's got a tough road to hoe.
Hey, man, he's a man just like everybody else and hurts the same way everybody else does, has the same family challenges everybody else does, and, everything else. So, I mean, it's real. I mean, our challenges are real. And not that we want sympathy, but yeah, but just prayers.
But we'll take some prayer, amen. That's
yeah, we
truth.
Need some
Brian,
of that.
But tell you what, I'm sitting on my back deck out here in the country, down here in Texas, and the sun's going down, and it is one of the most beautiful skies I've looked at in a long time. It's right at the point where the clouds have begun turning pink and purple. I tell you, brother, I just thank God for this beautiful weather we're having down here. What's it like up there in the cold Minnesota?
It's 50 degrees up here right now. We had a great day today.
Hey, that ain't bad.
No, 50's warm, man. I'm telling you. For us, man, we're like walking around in T-shirts. Man, I seen kids run around in shorts the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, they're loving it.
Amen. Amen. So how far are we from a break? I didn't even look down.
You know, I don't know how long we are. What do we got? We got a break coming up here, Brother Lonnie. I'm not sure where we're at here.
Yeah, we're about two minutes out, brother.
Well, you know what? Let me say this to you here. We got another. We got all kinds of stuff going on here, and we'll probably finish with this wake up section right now in this 2 minutes here, just because we're going to take a lot of time with what we're going to talk about.
Right. Well, go ahead, hammer on it.
But let's see here. What's another one we got here? Oh, here's something. Commission in San Francisco, commission finds no compelling medical reason to exclude transgender Americans from the military. I mean, does it ever end?
No. No, it never ends, brother. It never ends. And, they're just going to look for... They're just going to look for another group that's a little bit sicker than the last, you know. That
you know another
there?
One here. Yeah, okay. Another one here, brother. Is the Supreme Court refuses to hear the case on a no-knock police raids? That's where these guys just show up in their army gear, look like they're armored soldiers, you know, in on a battlefield somewhere. And they just battery ram through your house and don't knock on the door. These police have killed people doing this. They've actually killed police doing this, and we've seen that happen time and time and again here. So I'll tell you, it's getting dangerous, man. It's getting real dangerous.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they go knock on the wrong door and end up shooting somebody in their bedroom, reaching for their glasses.
Yeah, they shot an old man in Texas like that, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. I can't remember where it was at. They did. He was reaching for his teeth or something, and they shot him full of holes.
Wow. Well, Russia says their X-39 ammo update, their ammo, it says here Russian ammo may be delayed, but there's no ban. The ammo is still shipping from other countries. So there must be some misinformation going around out there about that, saying that Russia's banning that. Must be that 7.62-39 ammo. Must be what they're talking about. I like that 7.62-39 ammo. That's my favorite AK right there. That's
yeah, they mess with them AK rounds. I don't like that.
Yeah, I like them AK rounds, man. Those are good, man. I'll tell you what, there's something about that AK-47, man. You could put anything through that AK-47. You can't do it with that AR, man. That AR, it'll get up and start crying at you. If you put something else in it there, it gets a little babyish there. And if you get it wet, you're done, man. Don't get that AR wet. You'd be in trouble.
Right. Oh, you can melt the stock up AK, but it'll keep firing.
I'm telling you, things are nuts, man. They're crazy. But, yeah, that's right. We better take a break here. We're picking a fight between the AR and the AK guys here. But we got the Seminole String Band here coming up here, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Speaker who knows just what to say. He
And would to God a few of you would stand up tonight and say you'd do something for God with your life. That's what he needs. He needs men all across this nation who will say, you know what, I've had enough. I'm going to serve God. I'm tired of the charade. I'm tired of all this phony baloney pie-in-the-sky American dream business. It's time we get back to living by the Bible. It's time we get back to living according to God's principles. It's time we do something for our family. And that's the only way you can take America back, folks. And you'll never get the whole thing. You can just get a little at a time. You can get yours in line with God. And we're glad to be back on the Old Paths broadcast, brother.
Amen, brother. We certainly are. And I'll tell you, it's interesting the way things are going right now. In America and in, just in this world in general, as we approach this topic tonight of the world being being prepared or prepped for the mark of the beast. And whatever your position is on the end times, whether it's pre or post-trib, it really doesn't matter, mid-trib or whatever, from this standpoint, that what we can all agree upon is that the world is being set up to receive the mark of the beast. There are foreshadowings of it, and I believe each generation there arises this Antichrist figure that is not the Antichrist, but he is like the Antichrist.
Whatever president we've had for how long has now been figured out to be that. I mean, I can remember way back in all the way back to Jimmy Carter. They thought, there were some people who thought Jimmy Carter was, and then you had most of the fundamental Baptist crowd that were just, about to fall all over themselves because they thought he was the second coming. And, how many stories did you read about Bill Clinton that people thinking he was the Antichrist and George Bush and figuring out how he's the Antichrist? Tony Blair, I've heard that.
Yep.
Kofi Annan, I've heard people say that.
Yep. Prince Charles or whatever, whatever the younger one is, the younger guy. Both of them is the
Prince
father
William.
And the son.
Right. And now maybe the baby. Now maybe the baby's the Antichrist.
Right. Well, they believe they got the bloodline, though. They won't tell you that, but they believe they got the bloodline back to King David.
Sure.
So.
Right.
Crazy, isn't it? But Nate says Justin Bieber is the Antichrist. I don't think so.
Well, he rose in popularity pretty quick.
He sure did, didn't he?
But he's got a lot of favor of women. I don't know if he favors them, but they favor him. So
are you a believer?
No, I'm not a believer. I've never even heard the kid sing.
I don't want to.
I'm sure I did in a convenience store, standing behind somebody buying lotto tickets. But I don't pay much attention to what's going on them speakers. So
I'm sure he sings like a girl.
I'm pretty sure of that. He looks like Miley Cyrus with no makeup on.
Actually, he looks a little more feminine than Miley does.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Anyway, all right. Okay. I'll keep moving.
We turned into the two old men in the opera section on the Muppets.
No, this is not holy laughter, okay? Listen, as one of the things I find fascinating is something that Hitler said. He said, "I have seen the Antichrist. He is cruel and intrepid. He frightened me." That's interesting.
Who said that?
Adolf Hitler said that in 1938. He believed that he had made contact with Lucifer. Adolf Hitler was into. We're gonna someday down the road.
Oh, he was very, very much into the occult.
Yeah, we may talk about it. And the reason I want to sometime is because I believe he's a figure of. He's a figure of. Of the Antichrist, a prefigure.
You're trying to say a type, a shadow.
Yeah, type, yep, a type or a shadow. And I believe he is, or he was, excuse me. I believe he was.
Well,
and,
I mean, this argument could be made for Alexander the Great as well.
And, sure.
And of course, and Nebuchadnezzar, you know, you can make an argument for all the ones.
Brother Brandon, do you believe, like I do, kind of hear that these people were all like foreshadowings, like the devil took them as far as he could, but he couldn't take them any further, type thing? You know, I mean, they weren't the son of perdition, they weren't the Antichrist, but they were a figure that he could use and kind of foreshadow with and fill them power.
Well, sure. I mean, he can't deny his nature, and he can't deny what he is and what he will, you know, do. I mean, he's going to do what he's always done until he eventually accomplishes and sits on that throne.
That's right.
You know,
that's
I mean,
right.
So I mean, it's just his nature. So absolutely, I believe. I mean, you know,
you can't hide evil very long, can you?
Let me say this, brother. Time is eternal. I mean, God sees the end from the beginning. We got to remember, we can't look at them calendars. We got to remember God lives in the eternal now, and basically we do too, except it's measured in time.
Right. Right. We're a temporal from this point, but from God's point, he's eternal. So it's a blip on his screen, kind of, is basically all that it is.
Right. But
yeah.
Satan's had the agenda all along.
He sure has.
So, yeah, I mean, to clarify what you and I were talking about, absolutely, I believe he has tried to raise up leaders to rule the world all along. And, you know, I mean, Stalin, I believe he raised Stalin up, absolutely.
Now, Nate says in his studies, he just sent me a quote, he says in his studies, he says that Hitler actually used the word Superman. I wonder if he used it. What Nietzsche used was the Uberman or the Superman, and not Antichrist, which I could believe. They were into some really weird occultic stuff. And Hitler, I don't want to get too much wrapped into him, and I want to keep moving, because I'll tell you, Hitler's a subject that I do want to cover sometime in the future. And the reason for that is because I want to show that occult agenda that did. I'm not glorifying Hitler. He was a wicked, rotten, pagan devil,
mm-hmm.
is what he was. But people don't understand that some of the things that they follow along with in Hollywood and other things, and the same spirit that Hitler had, and the same thing. People think that Hitler just arose up out of nowhere, but no, Hitler was satanic. He was an illuminated one, so to speak. He was one of those elite that thought of himself as that.
He was a student.
Way.
He
right.
was a student of Helena Blavatsky.
Yep. So anyway, so we'll talk about that sometime. But let me tell you this, what I believe in Revelation chapter 13, the Bible says this, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Now, I happen to believe there's a few different ways that this is being being pushed upon people, that they're being prepared for. There's different ways that and we'll get into those, and I don't know how far we'll get tonight, but we'll get into as much of it as we can tonight and see how far we get with it. I can't show you pictures, but perhaps when I get to that portion, Lonnie can post some of those pictures and show some of these things, and you can look on them there. You can look up the images yourself as you're listening to it, so you understand some of those things in the future, it's very interesting to see some of these 666 that's out there in image and in pictures and everything else. But I'll tell you, one of the things I think that this world is being prepared for, and being prepared for the mark of the beast, I believe it's through this blind allegiance and dependency on the government. You know, what have we seen, Brother Brandon, with Obamacare being passed, and now you have the President of the United States that comes out today and says, well, you know, if you can't afford Obamacare, then you're going to have to, you know, stop using cable, and you're going to have to stop using this and stop using that.
Really?
Yeah. And I find that interesting, because now government says, I'm going to be your daddy, and listen, you can't afford this stuff. Why didn't you advise people to do that before if they were looking for health care? Why? Oh, I get it. So you can control.
Well, it's control.
Right. That's exactly.
Can I ask you a question? Can I butt in with this one little thought? Did you happen to see this odd video of President Obama and Zach Galifianakis between two ferns? It was a little video clip.
I didn't. What was that about? I seen it. I didn't get
it
to watch
it. It was the most odd video clip ever. I didn't think it was real at first. But it was pushing Obamacare, but at the same time it was Zach Galifianakis' comedy routine, if I said that correctly. And he asked him questions like, what does it feel like to be the last black president? And, you know, which I thought was kind of hilarious, but, you know, it was just, it was nothing more than a comedy routine geared at pushing Obamacare.
Yeah.
You know, he thought
all the websites
are working now, and millions are getting health care. And
it's all lies. It's because
right.
People aren't getting it. People are being denied it, and they can't even afford it. Their prices, what did everybody warn about? Everybody warned it 2 years ago. What'd we say? They ain't going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Nobody's going to be able to afford it. I remember people screaming the rooftop saying, nobody can be able to afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to mess it up. Everything government gets its hands on messes it up.
Oh, yeah, and they never give it back.
No, they don't either. Boy, I'll tell you, they don't. And that's what I'm saying. When you send the sword out, government has the power of the sword. When you send it out to do something, it will accomplish that which is sent to do. By blood, it doesn't matter. It doesn't care. The sword is there to cause blood.
John Adams said, liberty once lost is lost forever. And it is a powerful statement.
Yeah, I believe he was a Christian. I believe John Adams was, from what I understand. We see this blind allegiance. So we see this forced insurance policy, forcing people to purchase things that are not even right to purchase, forcing companies and people to support abortion and pay for birth control and abortion. Then you have the other spectrum where everybody is trying to go along to get along, so to speak, and try to figure out, oh, how can we best do it? You know, the whole thing is abolish the whole thing. You can't fix it. You know what you do, bro? I hate to be rude here, but...
I'll be rude, brother. Always
okay,
rude.
Well, listen, let me just... I guess I should say crude, but... You know, when you have a turd, you flush it down the toilet. You don't try to make
there
something up. Okay?
You don't put it on a shelf and bronze it.
No, you don't. You just flush it down the toilet and get rid of it, and that's what you do. And that's exactly what you do with Obamacare. And that's what you do with 95% of what the government does, is you flush it down the toilet. That's what you do with it. But what are we being set up for? We're being set up for so they can centralize and control everything. Centralize and control everything. And today people are being taught, hey, listen, millions are being dependent on food stamps and unemployment and Social Security. Now, listen, I'm not bad-mouthing folks that have Social Security. They paid into that their whole lives. They were lied to. It's taken by the sword. They don't have a choice in the matter. So don't start yelling at people with Social Security, you know. I say this, but I'll say it again. I'm so sick and tired of people picking on these little old ladies out there and telling them they ain't going to have their Social Security check. When you have these people making $250,000 a year, and these bums don't ever, 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 ever have to worry about having a paycheck.
No, and neither do their bum grandkids and great-grandkids.
Or
will never work a day in their life.
Right, or folks in the military that I'm against war and everything. I mean, you know where I stand on that. But listen to me, these military families, they rob these military families. So they're going to cut this. They're going to do this. They're going to do that, and all these other things. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what's really funny? There's 500 people right now in Congress and everything, and you know these 500 people should probably be fired. Not all of them, but most of them. About 450 of them probably should be fired.
How do they put it? Run out of town on a rail?
Yeah. But you know what? They don't ever worry. And they get to vote their own raises in. Hey, we'll just vote our own raise in.
Probably ought to let them try out one of them FEMA camps they voted for.
Yeah, I'd like them to take a tour and never come back in one of those. That'd be great.
Maybe have hey, maybe I have to watch Ted Nugent hunting videos 24 hours a day and get some re-indoctrination or something.
It's terrible.
Amen.
All right. Anyway, I'll tell you the second thing that we see, and I believe it's a preparation for the mark as well. I believe it's this thirst for death and for war.
Amen.
We're seeing this absolute thirst for death and for war out there. Kids are trained on video games to see death. They're trained in movies to see death. Hollywood trains them for death. Death means nothing anymore. I mean, we've showed videos, Brother Brandon. You and I have showed videos on here before where women are getting beat up and halfway raped, and these got people just standing around looking at it.
Yeah.
At substations, not doing anything about it, just watching it.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's like, what's going on here? It's because, well, they see it on TV all the time. It don't mean nothing to them anymore.
Right. Have you happened to run across any of these videos that these – I don't know who's doing it, but it's a setup where they'll take some great big guy and some little guy.
The bully videos? I have seen those where they're telling them, hey, why didn't you do anything? Why didn't you try to help these people? That's right, Brother Wally, by the way. Brother Wally sent a text and said it was the plan all the time. They put it all together there and knew what was going on. You're absolutely right, Brother Wally. That's exactly what – it's all been a plan. The whole thing has been a plan, and that's exactly what it was set up for.
Mm-hmm.
Everything the government sets up like that is a ticking time bomb. It's waiting to go off. That's what it is. And I mean that philosophically. I mean that philosophically, of course, so you don't have to ping the show here 10 times.
I'm sure they're pinging it faster than that, brother. But you know, yes, this thing's set up to fail. It's a dismantling of our country. There have been think tanks going on for decades on how to do it and accomplish it without the American public rising up and doing what our founding papers give us the right to do. And there are people constantly in think tanks now, constantly trying to maneuver in such a way to keep people from doing just that. And that's not my agenda tonight to talk about.
No, it isn't, but it is. It's the truth.
The truth's the truth. Right.
Yeah. And it all fits because it's all part of the plan. See, we've got to get people off of those things. The Constitution, liberty, God-fearing principles, none of that means anything. Hey, listen, no, we're the legislators. We're going to get to that in a second, so I don't want to – let me just stick with this war thing here for a second. War is being glorified. I remember Brother Finney told a story to me about an evangelist, a very famous evangelist that wrote on the King James Bible, and he's very popular, and everybody likes him a lot, and, you know, everything else like that. They really do like this guy. I mean, he travels around, he defends the King James Bible, and everything else like that. Well, this guy, Brother Finney sees him one night at his church that he was at the time, that Brother Finney was a member of, and the guy starts talking about war, and, you know, had all these posters about basically killing Muslims and all that kind of stuff, and getting kids into the war and all that kind of stuff. Well, Brother Finney says, and about taking America back and all that kind of stuff and defend, you know, just, you know, the whole mantra, you know how it goes. Well, Brother Finney said to the guy, you know, listen, I'd like to give you a copy of my book, brother. I like what you preached on, you know, such and such and the King James and all this, but you're just dead wrong about this other stuff. So he went to give him the book, and that evangelist said, no, don't bother. I won't read it.
Huh.
He said, I won't read it. Why wouldn't he read it? Because these people, they're under the impression that God wants Christians out there going to war and fighting and blowing people up and killing everybody around the world and being a part of all this military big empire that we've got going on here. And that's not what God wants from his people. Now, listen, I'm not anti-military. I'm not, okay? I've got some friends that are lean towards libertarian, and they get way far down the road on that thing, and I'm not that far with it. I understand in this day and age what we have to have. You're not going to be able to just sink back into the bushes and not have anything. You know, I mean, you got to have an army. You got to. I get it. Okay, I get it. I mean, regardless of what your philosophy is, it's not going to change. We're not going to go up from not having an army. That's not going to happen. So quit your pipe dreaming. And if somebody and some of those Ron Paulites got been smoking dope long enough, then pay attention to what's really going on here, because you ain't going to do it, okay? You're not going to do it. But anyway, so that was free. It didn't cost you anything.
Oh, man, I can't believe you jumped on the Ron Paulites tonight, man.
Hey, I like a lot of the Liberty Movement. I'm not against the Liberty Movement. I'm not against the platform that Ron Paul had. I'm not against any of that. I'm simply saying that these people think they're going to take the country back by politics, and I'm going to tell you something right
now.
It's too far gone.
Amen. I do agree with you there 100%, brother.
That's
it's
what I meant by
gone.
That. I'm not
and
putting anybody down.
Hey, even if Rand Paul is the next president of the United States for 1 second, that those who run the world will allow him to make enough change to matter.
No, they'll do away with him like they did Kennedy. So that's exactly what
will happen. That's
right. So we understand. Listen, the hour is too dark.
That's what we're saying.
You know, it's coming, and that's all there is to it. But this war mentality is there. God doesn't want us to have that. And by the way, let me say this. I know I'm not supposed to be on that subject, but you ain't going to stand in line with a bunch of sodomites. You ain't going to stand in line with a bunch of people that don't love God, that are God-haters, and try to defend liberty. God didn't give this country any bit of liberty to use it for a cloak of maliciousness to stand around and pretend like bestiality, sodomy, and everything else is just going to be cool. Okay? So that's what this movement is built on today. I'm not part of that game, okay? I believe in the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ. I stand on the scriptures. Yes, I believe in liberty. No, I'm not a neocon. No, I'm not a fascist. And no, I'm not a part of any of that garbage. And I don't believe in killing people or killing Muslims or anything like that. But I also don't believe in using our liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, okay? I don't
Amen.
Believe in that either. So I ain't going to yoke hands and hold hands with a bunch of sodomites and a bunch of Satan worshipers that are really looking for the Antichrist to rise out of that sea by the spirit
mm-hmm.
of 1776, like some broadcaster says, by the spirit of 1776, which is actually a Masonic spirit, okay? It's not the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The spirit of Jesus Christ is something different, okay? And anyway, so I'm sorry. I know I'm going off on a rant here, but
it's a good rant, brother.
It gets me fired up when I think about it, brother, because this is where we're at right now. We're thinking we're gonna hold hands. Listen, I went and I tried to do the civic thing last year and be a delegate and do what's right. You know what I found out? That's what they did to us.
Big joke, wasn't it?
They laughed us to scorn. They laughed us to scorn. And you know what they can do? I'll stand for what's right, and I'll defend what's right. But they could take their little system, and they can send it straight to hell where it belongs because it's already bought off. It's gone.
Amen. You're right.
You better understand that and start working for the kingdom of God, start trying to get people saved, start standing up against wickedness in high places, preach, start churches. If you're in a dead church that loves the government, that's going to stick around, that's going to march you to a FEMA camp, then get out of that church and go to one that's serving God. And get to a church that's not a government entity that wants to do right, okay? Get someplace and support a church that's going somewhere and doing something for Jesus Christ. You know, I'm tired of seeing people going to these dead churches. They'll support it and they'll send money to these dead churches. Meanwhile, there's brethren out there that are trying to do something for God.
Right.
They're working to do something for God. What's happening to them?
They're starving and ain't nobody paying attention to them because everybody's sending
exactly.
money. Joel Osteen, Benny Hinn, Paula White, D.D. Jakes, and the whole nine yards.
Right, and even some of these big fundamental Baptist churches that are covering for perverts and everything else. I mean, I'm tired of spending millions of dollars. If you're one of God's people, then stand up and do what's right.
Amen.
Anyway, we got to go to a break, brother. And I went long
just,
here.
So what you're trying to say is right in the corner where you are, right?
Amen. And I'm not saying either that that, you know, if there's one problem with your church, you just take off. I'm not talking about that. Brother, there's some churches that are, they got occultic worship going on. They got mysticism going on. They got all this stuff going on that's garbage from the pit of hell. It's mixing
right.
and mixing. Get out of that church. If that pastor's
right.
a pervert, if he won't leave and they won't get rid of him, leave the church.
If
leave
the ground
it.
Ain't bringing up nothing but weeds and briars, go find somewhere you can grow.
Hey, man, well, we got to go to a break here. We'll be right back in just a few minutes on the Old Paths broadcast.
Amen.
There was a time when the Spirit of God moved in a mighty way. choice. Now's the time. We dare not hesitate. The people of God must lift their voice. We must be strong in the power of God's might. We must be strong. This dark world needs our light.
We need revival all across the land. We need revival. It's time to take a stand.
We better
fall on our knees and pray. Turn from our wicked ways. We need
again on the Old Paths broadcast, and we have been talking about the mark of the beast, not the actual what the mark is or anything like that, but just the world being prepared to receive the mark of the beast. And we're talking about war here. We already talked about dependency on government, and then we have the centralized government where, you know, if you understand this, that the governments are being taken over basically by the federal government, which is just it's just like a colossus. The federal government is, and it's coming in like a juggernaut, you know, and just taking over completely. The smaller governments, and now these smaller governments and these sheriffs and these counties and everything else, they're afraid to stand up because what do they get? Well, they're dependent on all this nice money they're getting.
Did you happen to see where Rick Perry said that he was threatened by Obama?
No, what did he say? I didn't hear that.
Now this happened back in September. And I just saw it posted the other day, but it was a post from September that said that Obama had told Rick Perry in a governor's meeting, said, you know, you start making your own decisions about education and transportation. He said, you know, we're going to have a problem. And basically tell them they couldn't make their own decisions.
So what did he say to him when he said that?
Well, he just said that he felt threatened. It was what he was saying in the article.
I would have said, get out of Texas.
Well, I think he was actually in Washington, D.C. But,
oh, okay.
But, yeah, but I'd say don't come back to Texas anyway.
Yeah, wow. I'm the president of Texas.
That's right. We are our own country.
Yeah, that's what Brother Finney told me one time. He said, you ever visited the nation of Texas? I said,
that's right. We're...
Oh. No, I never visited there before. And anyway. But, okay, so we understand this war agenda here. But what does this lead up to? Why do I say that about war? Well, because, you know, there's this certain fascination with war right now. They parade the troops through and, you know, they got the Pledge of Allegiance and all this other stuff. And listen, I'm not for the Pledge of Allegiance, by the way, and this may offend somebody. But can I just help you with something? None of your founding fathers said the Pledge of Allegiance, okay? They didn't say it.
That's right.
Because it wasn't there, okay? And then let me say another thing to you, that a socialist man that was kicked out of the Baptist churches invented the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Okay, he was a socialist. So you better pledge your allegiance to Jesus Christ our Lord. That's who you better have your
allegiance
to.
That's right.
And you know, in the church house, you ought not be pledging allegiance to the flag. You ought to be pledging allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ. And,
yes, sir, I took it out of the corner.
Amen, because he alone is worthy. I don't need any kind of flag. I see brothers with the Baptist flag and this flag. I don't need any flag, okay? I got the Word of God and Jesus Christ is my Lord, okay? I don't need
That's
any
right.
of that other stuff.
If you're in Faith Baptist Church, if you're with Faith Baptist Church this Sunday, the only thing we will pledge allegiance to is the Word of God, and we do that every Sunday.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, listen, so anyway, but this all leads down to Revelation chapter 13. They wondered after the beast. Who is able to make war with the beast? See, there's a fascination with the beast and the way that he wars, that he's going to war. And that's really what they're talking about. What God is saying here to us in the warning that he's given through John here, through the revelation, is this, is that the world is going to wonder after him and say, man, who has the military prowess of this guy? Who could defeat this man? Who could defeat his system? Who could defeat the government that he has in place? And all the world wondered after the beast, who is able to make war with him? See what I mean? That's the mentality. That's where we're getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're headed right now, in the world today. And then when you got evangelists that are clapping and standing up, and people that are clapping and standing up, and you know, thanking God that Muslims are being killed and stuff like that. And you know, I mean, you think about that, brother. And these things ought not to be. You know,
no.
We shouldn't be doing that. That's not right. That's, you know, even if it's a righteous war, even if it was a righteous war, we shouldn't take pleasure in the death of people that are dying and going to hell.
I mean, don't you call that bloodlust? I mean, isn't that what it is? I mean, that's bloodthirstiness, and that's certainly not a trait of a Christian.
No, and then when you see that, by the way, when you see that we have altars in America set up all over the place for Satan, you say, wait a minute, no, we don't. Yeah, we do. They're called abortion clinics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and babies and infant genocide takes place there.
Right.
You know, and the murdering of babies, 50 million of them have been sacrificed to Satan. Mm-hmm. You say, how do you know that? Well, why don't you do a Google search sometime and figure out what religion Margaret Sanger was?
You know, brother, I saw a documentary. I may have mentioned this before, but I saw a documentary several months ago, and it was on black men, and what it was called, What Black Men Know. And they asked around about what the number one killer of black men in America was, and everybody said, you know, gang violence. But the number one killer is abortion.
Mm.
You know, they don't think about that.
Hey, see our sermon that I preached on that called America's Cursed. I believe we have a radio program we did on that too, but America's Cursed for Shedding
mm-hmm.
Innocent Blood. And you and I did a radio program on that too as well. So listen to that 2-hour one or however you want to do it. But anyway, it'll really wake you up to some things. But anyway, so you know, we have this murder mentality going on here. I just want to praise the Lord for, I don't know if he's listening tonight, but Brother Paul Pearson, a member of Old Paths Baptist Church here in Northfield, last Friday, he went to the abortion clinic in St. Paul, Minnesota, and he stood outside there and he preached for 3 hours.
Amen.
And, you know, he was hoarse by the time he was done, but old Brother Paul's a leather lung preacher, man. I honestly believe he'd have sat up there with Whitfield and those other guys and he'd have preached for hours like they did. Because he's got
Amen.
The pipe, brother. God has blessed him with that. And he heads up our evangelism ministry here. He's an evangelist. He's a real evangelist. And
praise the Lord.
And I thank God for him. And he stood out at that abortion clinic, brother, and he preached everything God had for him. And by the way, let me say this to you before I forget. Go to our YouTube page. Brother Lonnie, if you could find this and post this, 10 biblical reasons against abortion. If you could go to Old Paths Baptist's YouTube page and pull that up, 10 biblical reasons against abortion. He preached that the very next day in front of our downtown, the downtown square in liberal Northfield, most liberal place you could ever find here in Minnesota. And he preached that. And he preached that 10 reasons. It took him a half an hour, 35 minutes. He preached that message there. And 10 reasons why abortion is wrong, biblical reasons. And if you could find that sermon, pop that on there and put that on there. Folks need to listen to that sermon. That is near and dear to his heart. And God just touched him
Amen.
So much. And man, I'm telling you, that was a labor of love. And I'm so grateful for him doing that. And you pray for people because devil likes
right.
to discourage us. He likes to stop
you
us.
You know what?
He wants us to shut up.
That brother's got a war mentality. He's got the right kind of war mentality.
That's right.
That's how
brother.
You go to war with the devil. I mean, that's the only way. You have to be proactive. I mean, you're not going to – the devil's not impressed by our pew sitting. The devil is not by our hymn singing. He's not impressed by our offering giving. He's not impressed by our building. He don't care what kind of program you got. He don't care how big your lot is. He don't care how many buses you're running. He could care less. You know, he just wants people. He just wants everything, and he's taking it. He's taking it by force because he don't play. And see, we've been playing too long, and that's what's wrong. We don't know how to really battle. We've never had to. And you know, and the reason why most people, brother, I see it so clear. The reason most people are not moved is because they're not doing anything. They haven't been doing anything, and Satan ain't bothered them. I'm talking about Mr. and Mrs. Benign Christian in Middle America, who are in a dead church. They got salvation, but they've never been taught anything. They don't know anything, and they're just happy that they're saved, and they've never grown, and they ain't bothering the devil, so the devil ain't bothered them, and that's why people like me and you look like a bunch of nuts to them, and sound like a bunch of nuts, because we've been slapped in the mouth by the devil enough that we know he's real.
Yep. You better believe it, brother. That's right. And when you're saved out of hell, and you know it, you've been saved out of wickedness.
Amen.
You ain't preaching no gospel. Then you know. I just want to say something for a second. I know I'm getting off here, but it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Praise the Lord. You know, I've been doing a lot of studying on a cult and its relationship. Not like directly a cult, but just things around it that deal with reproving the unfruitful works of darkness and everything. But let me just say this to you, that these people, when they get saved, I want you to go to a Satanist or a Luciferian that gets saved by the grace of God and ask him if his life changed. I just think it's laughable. Okay, and I'm sorry, these hucksters that are out there selling you a 1, 2, 3 repeat after me that doesn't change somebody's life, why don't you go talk to the ex-witches that are out there and ask them if their life is different. Ask them if they're still casting spells. Ask them if they're still putting hexes. Ask them if they're still drawing circles and doing seances. Ask them if Jesus Christ changed them and made them new creatures. Why don't you ask them that? And then we'll stop playing these goofball Facebook games where people put threads on there saying that Jesus Christ don't change people. Some people get changed. Other people don't. It's ridiculous. And yes, I'm ranting. And
amen.
Praise God, I love doing it.
Amen.
Ugh.
You know who it bothers when you do that?
Hmm.
Those that hadn't done anything for God lately.
Amen, brother.
That's the ones that bothers. Those who ain't never going to do nothing, they don't care. It's the ones who've had idle hands.
Amen. Amen. Brother Wally said, no, you're just preaching, brother. That's all you're doing. Amen. That's right.
Amen. I love Brother Wally. That's my friend.
I know. Where's he live at, brother? Or maybe you don't want to tell me online. I'll ask you later.
He's in Tennessee, I'll tell you that much.
All right. He's somewhere in Tennessee. All right, amen. I won't ask where he is.
Wally is from parts unknown.
He's from parts unknown.
That's right.
Oh, good old brother Wally. But anyway, all right, let's move along here a little bit here. But as we also, here's another thing, another way that this is happening here, the world being prepared to receive the mark of the beast, a wrong interpretation of Romans chapter 13. You know, if you have a wrong interpretation of Romans chapter 13, then it will lead you to Revelation chapter 13, where all the world wonders after the beast. All the world, government is a beast. The Bible's very clear to that. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there in the Old Testament, the Bible lays it out that the government is a beast. In the book of Daniel, he lists them and he says that it's a beast. And you know what? You got to chain the beast. Government has to be chained. It has to be starved. Government has to be starved. And the only way an animal obeys you, a beast obeys you, is if you control their food and you have them on a chain. Amen.
That's right.
But what we're doing right now, the chain's off, and the government has broken the chains of its master, and has devoured and taken over its master, and it is now the master, and it was never meant to be, but it is now in America. But the problem today is that Romans 13, these people say, well, the powers that be, you better understand what that means, the powers that be.
What I hear is obey the law of the land. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah,
that ain't in there.
No, the Bible says obey the Bible. That's what the Bible says. Obey God's word.
Right.
That's what it says. Because you know what? Every man has to face this in life. He's going to come to a decision. Do I obey God or man? Moses had it. Moses had to make that decision. Do I obey God or man? I'm paraphrasing.
Well, Peter had to make that decision that night in that jail when the angel nudged him and told him to get up, and his chains fell off and the doors flung open. Now, am I going to obey God who sent this angel, or am I going to put these handcuffs back on and obey man?
Also, Rahab the harlot did the same thing. She had to make that decision. The midwives had to make that decision. The Hebrew midwives there back when the babies were being delivered and Pharaoh wanted to kill them all. Hey, you mean like kind of like now in America?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah. It's getting there. I mean, you're seeing everything. I seen that this week that a pharmaceutical company was saying, hey, you know what? We ain't going to give this little boy this medicine. We can't still start a class warfare because the medicine was $50,000. So some charity came up and said, hey, this kid's going to die without this vial of medicine. And they said, well, we can't really do this because it'll set up this class. Listen to me, friend. If you got to charge $50,000 for a vial of medicine and you're going to keep that medicine away from a boy and he's going to die, let me just tell you that there's a special spot in hell waiting for you.
Oh, yeah.
There is and you are satanic to the core.
Yes, there is a greedy devil somewhere licking his chops waiting on that little child to die.
You know, and it's just unbelievable. But finally, the charity put enough pressure on them that through the outcry of people, that they just did it. They gave him the medicine. Because the guy said, you know, this kid's going to die without this medicine. You said all you wanted was your money. Here's your money. We gave it to you. Now just give us the medicine.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, brother, I don't want to be in that position, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do not know how nice I could be in that position.
Well, the Bible says, as much as life in you, see that you live peaceable with all men.
Amen.
Mm. There's such times when you ain't got it.
You
God knows it. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth we're dust.
That's right. It's a sad thing, man, when somebody – I can't even believe somebody do that. But anyway, it's all leading down to this right here. So what's going on with government then? What's going on today? Well, the squawkers out there that say, hey, you know, you just obey government, and if they want all your guns, you just turn in all your guns. And if they want all this, then you just turn it all in. And hey, that's just the way – that's Romans 13, man. That's the way it is. That's what Hitler said to his people. You know, you got to turn
in.
You got to turn these Jews in. They're devils. So you got to turn them all in and just turn them in. And if you're feeding them, what they do, they disobeyed the government and they hid these people out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They did, yeah.
That's right.
And you know what? They weren't bad for it either. And I'll tell you another one that's like the same thing. It's brethren that are in China that smuggle Bibles into countries. I've asked people before, well, are they criminals? Do they deserve? They're disobeying government. What do you think should happen to them?
Right. I got a good friend, missionary Gene Sharp, and he and let's see, it's Independent Baptist Media, and they go into foreign countries and set up FM radio stations for missionaries. And I know he's told me that they've established a radio truck in Iran, a mobile truck that'll broadcast in the area, and then they'll close down and go to another area, stay on the run, broadcasting the gospel.
Man,
they're
breaking Romans 13, aren't they?
I know.
I mean, they're breaking Romans 13. No, they're obeying God rather than man. That's what they're
doing. Amen.
We ought to obey God rather than man.
That's some. That, hey, that Indiana Jones ain't adventure. What them guys do, that's adventure.
You ain't a kid, and it is. That's right. And their labor, it's a labor of love with those people, and they're giving their lives for the gospel's sake. And you and
Amen.
I live in relative freedom here, and we ought
to stand up for
what's right. Churches don't have any excuse to take the tax identification number, to take the 501c3 number, to take all those things when we live in liberty and freedom. You're going to try to tell me that people aren't going to take the mark or even the foreshadowings of the mark of the beast? You know, if the Lord tarries his coming and just follow the government in every whim that the government has. I mean, look at these people in Connecticut now. Is it Connecticut
mm-hmm.
where they're saying we're not?
Yeah.
There's like they asked the police. They said, "What are you going to do?" And the government did a poll. And you know what they said?
Yeah,
well,
really.
There's a problem here because most of the police are the ones that haven't registered their guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, your buddy Shane said it's kind of like. You started a war and the army didn't show up.
Right. Right. And I think these legislators that want to do this, I think they ought to be the ones that go door to door to do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. But anyway, so anyway, with Romans chapter 13, these are all Romans chapter 13 issues. And we see with, again, with 501c3. By the way, 501c3 is not the law of the land for a New Testament church. It is not.
That's right.
We have the First Amendment. You don't have to. You have your church organized under 501c3. If you want more information on that, then you contact GeraldFinney.wordpress.com and see him there, take care. Send him an email there when you get there, and there'll be a link there for that, and he'll tell you.
That's Gerald with a J.
Yep, Gerald with a J. J E R A L D, not Jello, not J E L L O, but Gerald. Anyway,
Gerald Finney.
That's right. Good brother in Christ. GeraldFinney.wordpress.com. And he'll tell you how to do that the right way. And his ministry is the ministry of Old Pass Baptist Church. And we are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be able to help churches come out of 501c3, and get themselves organized right. All right.
Amen.
How about this?
I spoke to him this morning, brother.
Amen.
I spoke to him this morning, and he's helping me with some things. I mean, I can testify that you can count on Brother Finney. He is an honorable man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Very humble man. Now, the NSA is another prep work, I believe, for the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get you used to, in the mindset, they have to get you used to being spied on, that everything is being recorded. See why? Because, see, the devil is not omnipresent. Okay? And he's not all-knowing. And his Antichrist will not be omnipresent and all-knowing. So what will he need? What will he need? He will need a system like the NSA that records every phone call everywhere in the world. He'll need that.
Right. And
because
that,
this
that project,
go ahead.
Project Echelon was started by President Bill Clinton. It practically opened the door for all this listening to everything. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I just want to throw that in there.
Amen. Yeah, I mean, each president has done it. Obama's not the only one that's done it. But each president has done it. And you know, they've doubled down on it, each one. Bush laid a lot of groundwork for the New World
mm-hmm.
Order. He just, and his daddy laid a lot of groundwork for the New World Order.
Right.
You know, I mean, they were so bold as to say it. You know, and we know we'll be victorious. I can't stand that voice that says that.
And you know, it as much as people seem to almost worship the thought of Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he just kind of a false piece right before the bottom fell out of America?
He really was. I mean, Ronald Reagan was he was a Mason. He was an honorary Mason, but I mean, he was a Hollywood guy. He was into a lot of stuff. I mean, yeah, he was better than a lot of these guys. I mean, obviously, but I think the times were better too. You got to understand, the times are getting worse too. It's not just the presidents that are bad. I mean, these presidents are what? They are a product of the time. That's what they are. They are what America is, and that's exactly what they are.
Right.
And we're seeing that firsthand. All right, we got to go to a break here. We're coming up on a break here. The Marksman Quartet and Matthew 24.
Well, that's a good one for right now.
I believe the time is coming for our Lord to come again. I believe the time is even at the door. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All these things we know are happening every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, tell us when these things are going to be. Jesus answered, be watching, let each one be free from sin. And take heed no man shall ever you deceive. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All these things we know are happening every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Shall come upon us when the end of time is near. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, as in Matthew it appears. We should live our life for him and sing his praise. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All these things we know are happening every day. Ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout, for he tells us in his word to watch and pray. We are living, surely living in the days he speaks about. All these things we know are happening every day. Let's be ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout, for he tells us in his word to watch and pray. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray.
All right, we are back on the Old Paths broadcast, and I'm here with Pastor Brandon, and we have been talking about the world being prepared for the mark. And I want to tell you offhand right away that we're not going to get this finished today. We're just kind of laying the groundwork. I've got some great stuff for you next week. We're going to talk next week. You know, we're not done here today. We got another half an hour here, but next week we're going to get into what technology is being used, and there's three or four different things in technology that are being used, the plans that are there, and also how these different images, the occult is prepping for that too, the mark of the beast and everything. So we'll actually talk about that next week. So that'll be really exciting to get into some of that and everything like that. So hey, if you want to listen to the program or something like that, or call into the program, if you'd like to call in, obviously you're already listening if you're here, 646-915-9266. If you want to call in and make a comment or something like that, I don't know. It looks like I got hold of the board here, brother. I could let somebody on here and see if they got something to say, brother Brandon. We could really scare some of our brethren here.
Hey, brother, it's in your wheelhouse, brother. You do what you want to do.
All right, let's see here. Let's see if I can do that here. I might not be. Let's see if I can do that here. Hey, Brother Nate, are you there?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, good. Well, listen, I just made you're live on here with us here. You have a little bit of experience. You've been studying these things out for a long time here. You know, I'm just curious if so far if you have anything to add or anything to say about what we've already talked about here tonight.
I think you pretty much covered everything. I definitely agree about the Romans 13 interpretation. From what I've understand is that Hitler told pastors throughout the country to preach on Romans 13 in order to get the citizens of that country to be more submissive to his administration. So.
Wow. Isn't that incredible that you would see that the times that we live in here, that these things are happening? And, you know, I seen a comparison one time, Brother Brandon. I seen this comparison one time of all the laws that were passed by with the Patriot Act and then what Hitler did. Have you guys seen that?
I've seen pieces of it over a period of time. I've seen different things like that. I was going to add, you know, speaking of Hitler, there was a lady who lived maybe 6-7 miles down the road from where I'm at, and she was she was half Jewish. She was a survivor of the concentration camp, the Holocaust, and she just passed away recently. But she had made a comment. She had testified to a lot of women's groups around different churches, and she made a comment that, you know, what's happening in America is exactly like what happened in Germany. So, I mean, what she's witnessed. So, I mean, she's testifying to it.
Mm. Well, you know, what I seen was a comparison one time, and it might have been Brother Tino that had it up there. But, Brother Nate, I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but it was a chart that the act that Hitler had, I can't remember what he called it. Obviously, it wasn't the Patriot Act, but it was something, it was called, I think it was gun confiscation or something, and he did it the same way, gun control. Hitler passed gun control, and it was something like, it was almost like the same thing, the martial law
they had fatherland security.
What's that?
They had fatherland security.
Is that what it was called, seriously?
Yes, sir. I believe so. I may be mistaken, but I think that's what I recall.
Now, somebody said, and I don't know if this is true or not, but somebody said that some of those same people that were involved in that came over here and designed not just Operation Paperclip with some of the occultic weird stuff that was going on, but didn't they design something for the military too, or something for the Department of it wasn't Homeland Security then, it was something else, National Security or something? Didn't they have something to do with that? Didn't they hire people from them to do that?
The first thing was the OSS, Operation of Strategic Services, Office of Strategic Services, and then after that it was the CIA. So the Nazis were definitely involved in the creation of these intelligence organizations, and the CIA are the ones that were created the MKUltra mind control programs, and basically in those experimentations were the exact same things that Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, was doing in the Auschwitz camp. So, yeah, it's all Nazism.
Go ahead, Brother Brandon. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, can I throw this out? I mean, I may sound like a total idiot, but I've always wondered about Henry Kissinger. I mean, where did that guy come from? How about
he's a member of like every secret society there is out there, Bilderberg, CFR. He's highly decorated. He's very high up there. He's always when there's something, when you study things, he's always involved in something. So that guy's
right.
Good.
Nate, does it seem like to you he's almost like ageless?
Yeah,
the guy's been the same age forever.
You know what's you know what's funny about that is I was talking to Jason about that the other day. Oh man.
Yeah, we were talking about
the life
extension technology. Yep. Yep, nanotechnology. We'll save that for another show because we don't want to scare people half to death here. Brother Russ is probably listening. His ears are perking up. He likes stuff like this. Brother Russ, he enjoys this kind of stuff too. But so does Brother Brandon, by the way. But my point in bringing up Hitler and kind of drawn this in with the Nazi, because what I am seeing is that these, have you noticed here that this mystery of iniquity doth already work? There's this mystery of iniquity, and there's this desire for worldwide domination. And anytime you see that worldwide type control or that spying on everybody, that is the spirit of Antichrist.
Oh yeah,
it's the same spirit. Do you guys see that too?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm sure we're going to talk about it, but I mean, you know, art imitates life or life imitates art, whatever. But you look at these movies that have come out recently, this big popular thing, The Hunger Games.
Mm.
What's that about? It's a foreshadowing of what they're going to do, herding people in the cities, controlling them. And, that's what it is.
Well, and we know that. I mean, and we're not just pulling this stuff out of thin air. We understand what Revelation chapter 13 says. We understand what's going to happen to the world. Yeah, exactly. Therefore, they're always Hollywood is one of the biggest promoters of the New World Order, the promoters of that one world government, of that one world religion, of that future one worldness. They're the greatest promoters of it. They show you, they tip their hand. It's like they have a satanic spirit on them, which they do, Hollywood satanic roots. But they start to show you, hey, this is the one world game. This is the end game. This is what's going to happen. Hey, we're just showing you this is what's going to happen. Now,
I have a theory. Let me tell my theory. I have a theory why that happens. What was Satan's greatest sin?
Pride.
Pride.
And he can't keep it a secret. He's got to tell what he's going to do before he does it.
That's for sure.
Right.
That's for sure. He's got to brag about what he's going to do. And that's what this one world spirit is. They openly brag what they're going to do. I mean, George Bush, if you go back, go to YouTube and then Google George Bush New World Order and hear him say, I mean, he's on the floor of Congress and he's saying, and we have a New World Order and we know we'll be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what he was pushing is out of chaos comes order, you know, not where the law of the jungle survives, he said, but the law of order, the order. And then you have what was it, Bush said, what did he say, 1,000 points of light or something like that?
Yeah.
That's a real number, I can't remember.
That was an occultic thing, too. I can't remember why that's occultic, but I remember his foundation had the... It looked like a little lamp that was actually the two occultic faces facing each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so you see this spirit here that is coming, and what are we preparing people for? I mean, just like look at this with the credit card system now. With a credit card, if you pay for anything with a credit card, a debit card, or anything like that, it tracks you wherever you're at. I mean, they find people through their credit card.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's preparing people for that. The way the system is going to be with the mark, those who accept the mark, it says that they worship the beast and they accept the mark. And what do? They can't buy or sell, and that mark is going to be used. Well, this reminds me of something that happened to me about 4 or 5 years ago. I was a member of a bank called TCF Bank. And it used to be called Twin Cities Financial, but they changed it to TCF. And this bank, they had a program where they said, now you could take your thumb. Now, this was 7 years ago or so. This was actually about 2003. So, man, what am I saying? That's 10, 11 years ago. I'm old. Anyway, here I'm thinking it's 2000. It's not 2010. It's 2014. You're an old man. Okay. Anyway, so they take the thumbprint. And they said, you know, you could take your thumbprint and you can pay for everything with your thumb. Everywhere you go. This was 10 years ago, brother. You could pay with everything you want with your thumb.
Yeah, Bank of America tried to get me to give them my thumbprint so I could cash a check. Somebody paid me $25 at a wedding one time, and I told them, I said, you know what? I tore up a check at the teller, and I said, you can keep your money.
Exactly. Exactly. What do we do? What do we do about that? I said, no, I declined it. I said, nah, I'm not doing that, man. That's just weird stuff. The first thing, you know, with a Christian, somebody that loves the Lord, somebody that reads the Bible, like, wait a minute, dude. I mean, I even had this iPhone 5S, and I grabbed it when it came out, you know, when one came in because I needed a new phone because mine was just really bad. Well, they have on this the biometrics, and they were like, hey, you know, you could just scan everything and use everything to your thumbprint. Well, I turned it off and used a code instead because I don't want to use it. I don't want to use the biometrics. And they're probably lying anyway. They got some way of tracking it somewhere else. But the point is that that's what they're pushing. What are they pushing for that mark in your right hand or in your forehead?
Right. They want to get you conditioned. They're conditioning you.
Yeah. Brother Nate, do you have something to say?
No, I just said it's in the right hand or in the forehead. The modern versions change in to on.
Yeah, that's right. In, right. In the forehead or in the right hand. That's right. Amen. That's good. And, yeah, the modern versions, well, we talked about those a little bit last night. And we'll talk about those in the future again sometime. My goodness, is there ever a New Age conspiracy with all those? Man, it's just blatantly sick and disgusting. But that's all the prep work, too, for the Antichrist, these New Age Bible versions that are out there. In fact, Brother Nate, we talked about that last night a little bit, that those when I preached on that, the New Age Bible versions and the fact that what do they call Lucifer in the NIV?
Morningstar.
Oh, in the I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nate.
Morningstar.
Right. They call him the Morningstar, Brother Brandon. That's what they call him.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's scary.
That's the title of the Lord.
That's right. But the New Age has what? They say Lucifer is Christ.
Right.
That's the New Age message of all the cults. I preached a sermon on that, Lucifer, the light of the mystery religions, or the light of the cults or whatever. But you can find that on the light of the mystery religions, Lucifer, the light of the mystery religions. You can find on sermonaudio.com on our page there. I preached that last night. But, you know, it's amazing to me that the Bible perversions are pushing the New Age agenda. The financial system is pushing the New Age agenda, right? 501c3 is pushing the New Age agenda, is pushing this government control. A perversion of Romans chapter 13 is pushing a government control, to look to government for everything.
Rap music's pushing it.
Oh, yeah. Rap music.
Pop music.
They come out and tell you. They come out and straight tell you, they do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. That's what Jay-Z's got written on his clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Madonna.
They do their Masonic Illuminati-type performances on there where they're blatantly occultic right in front of you, laughing at you.
Right, and, you know, I mean, who is the culprit behind the whole rap thing? It's Jay-Z. And who's he big buddies with? Well, he's buddies with the president.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure is. He sure is.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that is Jay-Z's married. You guys were talking about this earlier, about the story where, you know, Beyonce and Michelle Obama are saying you can't use the word bossy, yet Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z, can call women the B word in his song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, she can get up there and gyrate and, I mean, be the hoochie-coochie woman she is. And
Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just saying, but she claims to be a feminist and yet do what she does and objectify women before men.
Right.
I mean, that's a whole other show. I'm done. Go ahead, guys.
Amen. No, brother, you're fine. It's just,
no,
true.
Just,
you know what? You know another thing, brother. that we're seeing that I believe is another prep work for the mark of the beast, to receive that, to look to government. Understand, the whole mentality must be that you must be dependent upon government. You must obey the government. You must obey. You must be dependent. We have this the Federal Reserve System.
Right.
Now, brother, there is nothing there. Why is it called the Federal Reserve? Because it's not owned by us.
No.
About Federal Express.
Right. It's like Federal Express. That's right. It's not owned by the American people either. That's right.
Right.
But what do we have here? We have the Federal Reserve that basically prints up money and sells it back to us, and it's our money.
Charges you interest.
And charges us interest for it.
Every dollar printed is a dollar borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right, brother. That's it. You're absolutely right about that. That's true. And see, what is it? But it's teaching all these banks are controlled by who? Who are the banks? Who are the local banks controlled by? The Federal Reserve.
Controlled by the Fed. And that's why they're going to
Federal Reserve.
Say that again, Nate.
I was saying, who's Federal Reserve controlled by? They're owned by Goldman Sachs and all these people, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
The people that meet at the Bilderberger meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right, brother. That's exactly right. It's a private banking cartel. Now, what do you have here? You have, in America, the Federal Reserve. What do you have over in Europe?
Well, you have the Club of Rome. I don't know as far as monetarily. What do they have? International. What do they call them? IMF? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, International Monetary Funds is definitely for the international finance control.
Yep, and you have the European Common Market, correct? And you have the same players that own. Who owns the money of the world? A private banking cartel, right? Well, the Vatican. Oops, there we go. Hey, let's skip all the way up to the top. Yeah, that's true. That's who owns it. But all these are controlled by that same organization, so to speak, that same mother of all harlots. And, you know, the sad thing is that there are billions of Catholics tonight that are following a system that is sending them straight to hell. And this same system, their finances are being used, their money is being used. For that matter, all of our money is being used. All the interest that we pay and everything is being used to fund rebellion, you know, against God, which will be the ultimate rebellion against God. You know?
Well, Fed, but what about the EPA?
Yep. You've got the – go ahead, brother.
I said the Environmental Protection Agency, which is stealing everything from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've got a control situation there. Oh, by the way, Brother Wally said something that's very interesting, and he's right, because this is another conditioning thing to condition you. He said it's all the military trucks that are driving around and helicopters that are flying around all the time, getting people used to seeing – tanks roll into town, and helicopters roll into town, and military personnel in uniforms strutting around town and everything else. Why are they doing this? What is that? What is that preparing for?
Martial law.
That's right. Right, getting you used to doing that. Why? Because it's easier to control people when you have a central head. When you have a central head. Now we have one listen, if currency could be with the monetary system. If there was competition in it, this country would change over. This world would change overnight. If there was competition,
right?
But there won't.
No, we're already in the grasp of the monster. I mean, the beast is up and it's alive. It's on its feet. People may not want to admit that yet, but it's true.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean,
the skeleton's there. Filling in.
Mm-hmm. It's not far from being fully operational. I mean, you know, you got the HARP thing that everybody's wondering about. I mean, they're gonna, you know, I have a theory, and my theory is worth, you know, not much, but
What are they spraying out of the airplanes every day? Aluminum oxide? What are they, what else is it? Barium?
Yeah, and barium, yep.
Well, I mean, these particles are metallic, right?
Yes.
And they're landing all over our entire globe, and pretty soon they'll be able to zero in that TARP antenna, I would think, even more favorably with all those little metal particles all over the world. That's my theory.
Well, also, a couple other things they're doing with that, too, is a couple things. First of all, it affects everybody's health because all these heavy metals get built up in everyone's intestines. And
yep.
Also, they find that people that have Alzheimer's, they have a big-time aluminum buildup in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, keeping everyone dumbed down and sick. And then second of all, it affects the crop growth, too.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Making it hard for us to grow our own food, you know.
Right. Messes up the pH.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, there's an excellent video out there. If you can overlook, I mean, you'd have to know where the swear words are, but there's an excellent video out there called What in the World Are They Spraying? If you want to find out some more about those chemtrails.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I'm hogging all the time, Brother Jason. Go ahead.
No, you're not. You go right ahead, brother. You're doing just fine. We're kind of closing in on the end of the show here. And, you know, next week we will come back with technology. We're going to show you how technology is preparing the world for the mark of the beast, from cell phones to RFID chips to uploading your brain to the internet to cyborgs to android bodies. To the $6 million man, to all of those kind of things. We're going to talk about that next week. It'll be like a sci-fi wonder, so to speak, here. But it'll show you how basically technology is being used for that very purpose. And we'll get into that. But I want to give glory to God here right now and say this, that yesterday was my 12th spiritual birthday there, that I got saved by the grace of God. Yesterday at 1 o'clock in 2002, back 12 years ago, I was saved by the grace of God. I repented and put my trust and faith in Jesus Christ, and He forgave my sins, and He cleansed me of all unrighteousness and put His Spirit inside of me and changed my life. I did nothing for it. All I did was look and live. I looked to Him,
amen,
and He forgave my sin, but I knew what I was before Him because He showed me by His Holy Ghost, and He showed me and He convicted me of my lost condition, and I just want to give God glory for saving my soul and changing me and making me a new creature. And
amen.
Listen, I never get tired of telling that old story of how Jesus saved me, and how,
amen,
Jesus, that old story, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the changing power of Jesus Christ. I wouldn't be here today if Jesus didn't change people, friend. I wouldn't be talking,
amen,
to you about this stuff. I'd be out living like a devil or probably dead or in prison somewhere or hiding out somewhere in some foreign country probably if
yes,
it wasn't,
sir,
for the grace of Almighty God changing me and making me a new creature. And that's the only way somebody gets saved, friend, is when Jesus Christ changes you and He makes you new. By repentance,
amen,
and faith in Jesus Christ, in the gospel,
right,
of Jesus alone. And
amen.
I can't preach to you any other gospel. I can't preach to you one that leaves you dead in trespasses and sins. I can't preach,
right,
to you one that might change you, one that could possibly change you, one that should change you. I can't preach that to you because it ain't in there. The one I can preach to you is the one that is real, that Jesus Christ changes people and makes them new creatures, and He puts His Spirit inside them, and He seals them under the day of redemption, and He puts them on a new path. That's the one I preach.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to give Brother Wally a stroke, brother.
If I had to go out every day and preach what some of these jokers are preaching, well, it might be. Well, it could be. No, friend. I can't preach that to the Satanist, to the down and out, the drunk, the derelict, the whoremonger. I can't preach that gospel to them. I can't tell them God's going to leave you a whore. I can't tell them any of those things, friend. I can't,
amen,
tell them that. It's real. It's not what Jesus does. He changes you. He makes you new.
Amen. Praise God. I didn't get saved by a weak Jesus. I didn't get some watered down Savior. Amen. Mine's full strength. Hallelujah.
Amen. And you know what? I didn't get this.
Amen.
Let me say this. as we're closing here, because we ain't got much time left, and I know I'm hogging it up here, but let me say this to you while I'm
reaching
up right now. Let me tell you this, friend. Jesus Christ didn't give nobody no one-third salvation. He didn't just save you from damnation and not save you from the power of sin in your life. He saved you that sin would not have dominion over you because you're not under the law. Sin does not have dominion over me any longer. Am I a sinner? Yes. Do I have to repent? Absolutely, 100%. Have to go to God and ask for forgiveness. But you know something right now, friend? It does not have dominion over me because he gave me his Holy Spirit, and he promised me we'd be victorious, and he promised
me
power. He promised me he wouldn't leave me dead. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, who were all your life subject unto bondage. We're not subject unto that. This occult and everything that's coming down, this Antichrist system, listen, friend, if you're saved by the grace of God, you've got the shield, of faith, you've got the sword of the Spirit, you got the gospel armor on, put that armor on and go out and fight with victory. We have been promised the victory.
Amen. Amen. I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Go ahead.
Can I add one scripture?
Go ahead.
To that? It's because we're all talking about all this bad stuff happening in the time of the Antichrist and stuff. Well, in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32, it says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." I just wanted to read that one.
Amen. Amen.
And you know what, brother? That spirit of Antichrist is out there working right now. And God's people need to... Listen, it's not enough for you just to abstain from all appearance of evil. It's not enough for you not to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. There's a second part to that verse, and it says, "But rather reprove them." You are to reprove the unfruitful works of darkness. Expose it. Satan hates to be exposed. Pray to God.
Amen.
Pray to God for protection. Put the armor on. Use the sword of the Spirit. Don't try to fight Satan in your flesh. Use that word of God. Reveal that wickedness that's out there and preach the Son of God. Preach Jesus.
Amen.
Crucified and risen from the dead, the risen Lord.
Amen. I want to add this. There's a friend of mine I used to be on TV with, and he used to make this statement. I know he stole it, but that's okay. He said, "You are invincible until God is through with you." And I believe that's true.
Amen.
That's right, brother. That's right. Amen. We have the victory. Hey, we're out of time. I hear the music playing, brother. Take us out, brother.
Amen. Brother Nate, glad to have you along tonight. Hope you can come back. Brother Jason, it's been a great show. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Amen, brother. Good night.
Yes, sir.
Stacked in stones, one on another, stacked in stones.